This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right. Wayne Allen Root is about to take over here. Owen Schroyer with us, with you. Here for the last 5 minutes, and I'm going to go in and get ready to host the War Room. You know, I just think it's funny. Again, I have to comment. I don't know who those two commentators were that were in that video making fun of Alex or claiming that he staged some event down at an entrance to Barton Creek. This is actually part of the problem right now with political discourse in this country. Yeah, does anybody know who that is, by the way? I'm not even trying to insult the guy. There's all kinds of people out there. Okay, yeah, so nobody's heard of this guy. But this is actually part of the problem with political discourse in this country right now is that there never is any coming together. There never is. The rift is so wide, the chasm is so deep that there is not even any reaching across the aisle. There's not even political debate. I mean, even intense debate would be good just to get people in the same room, get people on the same frequency, get people, you know, in front of one another, or even digitally. There's a ceremony. There's a natural, organic, human thing there. But we don't even get that anymore. And so that leaves people to make insane assertions. And, you know, again, I see this on a small scale that happens to me. I see political commentary about myself on the internet or stuff people write that obviously I know is not accurate. I'm me. I know it's not right. But it happens more with Alex, and it's like, I know Alex. I know what he does here. I know what they say about him isn't true. And so, but that's a perfect example. And it's like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the person looking like an idiot because I'm making assumptions about somebody I don't know. And that's why I wish we could have more political debate in this country. But look, it's just hilarious, all the assumptions people make about Alex Jones or InfoWars that are just so far-fetched and outrageously incorrect, and yet, like the individuals in that podcast or whatever it is, they think they're geniuses. They think they are geniuses. They think they are comedic geniuses. They're laughing about how smart it is, and they've caught Alex. He's paying actors to be in that. No. It's hilarious how dumb you are, but you made a mistake. I don't know when that was or who that was. Or probably about a year ago, I guess, when Alex originally shot that footage. So it's probably an older video. But look, I don't know who you are. I just thought you may want to know that your commentary of that video is incredibly inaccurate, except the part where you talked about the megaphone looking small in Alex's hand. That was true. I thought that was kind of funny. I think maybe even Alex would have a laugh at that one. That was accurate. But all these assertions about Alex Jones and that he's a fake or whatever, it's just, this is as real as it gets, ladies and gentlemen, okay? This media outlet is as real as it gets. As real as it gets right here. And you know what? I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of all the great people that we have working here. And so remember them in this as well, because Alex has built quite a large crew that all does a great job, and it's all been thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. He's putting it back into the company, and you've seen what we've done. We're now live for 10 hours a day, sometimes more. We're live 7 days a week. Alex is up here doing special reports all the time. We're building band.video. We're getting new people on all the time. I just saw today Bryson Gray got his new rap music video banned from YouTube. Let's go, Brandon. Well, that's great because earlier this week, I got him a channel on band.video. Because I saw them starting to censor Bryson Gray. Did I say Brandon Gray? I think I meant Bryson Gray. There's another Brandon Gray out there that's actually got a channel too. But Bryson Gray started getting censored last week. I said, hey, you're going to be censored. Let's get you a Bandai video channel. Boom, then YouTube hits them today. So, folks, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got big specials. We've also got stuff you need. Get emergency food. I think everybody's learning that emergency food is a necessity now. We've got the great water filters. That's also a necessity. The supplements are great. And your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes everything we do here possible. Wayne Allen Root coming up, and then I'll see you on the War Room in 55 minutes.
I'm Jay Bemis' message on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and I've got some great news to report to the listeners. For at least 1 week, we're going to be able to run a sale with Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula that just got back in stock after being sold out almost 5 months because of supply chain breakdowns. It has a 95% curcuminoid level. Most of the turmeric supplements have a 5 to 10% curcuminoid level. Our leading competitor has a 75% curcuminoid level. This is a special proprietary concentrate. It is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, as an antioxidant for your whole body. It's documented. It's amazing. Everybody knows that turmeric is an incredible thing that God created. And Bodies is the strongest and best you're going to find. And it's back in stock. And it funds the InfoWar. 40% off for a limited time. That goes back to regular price right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running the special for 1 week.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War the Warrior. How are you? How are you? In for Alex Jones for this hour. Great to be on with you. This is my home TV studio, by the way. This is what you call flying by the seat of your pants. Alex's people called me and said, can you guest host today? And I rushed home from a TV interview and producing a TV commercial for my new book and my radio show. I was producing two different commercials. And I rushed home to my TV studio. I got my earpiece in, so hopefully all of Alex's producers can let me know the countdown when I'm out, when I'm in. But we've never done this before, so we're trying it out. First time ever guest hosting for Alex Jones. I guess I should tell you a little bit about myself, so you know who Wayne Allen Root is, if you don't know who I am already. Live in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right, Sin City. I think I'm the only major conservative commentator in the country who emanates and hosts and broadcasts out of Las Vegas. But I love Vegas. First of all, Vegas has no state income tax. We have no capital gains tax. We have no business tax. We have no inheritance tax. The sun's always out. And we're not completely dominated by communists. So I love it here in Las Vegas. Great place to live. And, of course, sports betting. That's my whole background. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. And at the age of 16, the media called me the next Jimmy the Greek, who was the big Vegas oddsmaker at the time. My whole life was immersed at the age of 16 in sports gambling. And I went on to become the lead anchorman and host of five shows on CNBC. In those days, I was 26 years old. I think I was the youngest guy on national TV, and I was the host of five shows on the network known now as CNBC. Then it was called Financial News Network. And then I left to become an entrepreneur, and I built my sports gambling and sports handicapping business into one of the powerhouses in the United States of America. Left it when I became the Libertarian vice presidential nominee. I actually was elected to the Libertarian presidential ticket at the convention in Denver in 2008, a total anonymous nobody, and gave a speech in front of the crowd, had a debate in front of the crowd, and they named me voted me the vice presidential nominee with Bob Barr, the former Georgia congressman who led the impeachment of Bill Clinton. So that was my baptism into politics in an instant. You know, I went from a sports gambling guru from Vegas overnight into a national political figure. And the next morning, I was on Neil Cavuto on Fox News with Bob Barr talking about the Libertarian presidential campaign. And then I spent months traveling the country, giving speeches and talking about how Obama was a deadly danger to the United States. But, you know, George W. Bush and John McCain were no bargain either. 8 years of Bush sucked. He was not a real Republican. And he bankrupted the country and spent like a, you know, like a bankrupt sailor. And then John McCain was the candidate in 2008 up against Obama. And I knew he'd be a disaster because he was a rhino. So I took the tact that I should join the Libertarian Party and show them what a real conservative patriot is like.
And Bob Barr and I campaigned around the country and gave it our all. And then I got back into business again and back into political talk radio and wound up with a nationally syndicated conservative radio show. And since then, I've written 15 books. My most recent one, by the way, is a national bestseller right now. It's called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And that's what I'm going to talk about in the next hour, is the ideas I've got for saving America and some of the things that I believe are actually happening to America. I think I've got a unique perspective for you on some of the things happening to America. But I'll tell you what this book is really about. It's kind of the conservative version of Rules for Radicals. Because Saul Alinsky wrote Rules for Radicals, and he is like the god of the Democrat Party. That's how you know we're dealing with pure evil. Because Rules for Radicals is dedicated to the devil, to Lucifer. Can you imagine? This is a real thing. I'm not making this up. The book is, open it up, page one, the dedication is to Lucifer, the devil. And that's what Democrats believe in. And the main rule of Rules for Radicals, I mean, there's a lot of important rules in there, but the main one is look in the mirror and whatever you see, blame the other guy. Blame your opposition. And so every time liberals look in the mirror, they see what they are. Communists, dictators, intolerant, hateful, hate speech, racism, Nazism, and then they blame us. Trump's a Nazi. Trump's a dictator. Because they see it in the mirror. They see criminals when they look in the mirror. So we're all criminals. It was so funny. The other day, there was a columnist somewhere. I think it was the LA Times. But it was, she wrote a column, and the column was, conservatives are so bad that journalists should no longer give both sides of the issue. Conservatives are so evil that they do not have a responsibility, journalists, anymore to present both sides of the debate or both sides of any issue in an article. There should be no fairness anymore, and the article should just outright support whatever the government says, whatever liberals believe, whatever communists believe, whatever the brain dead zombie with dementia Joe Biden believes, whatever, you know, the backers, the ventriloquists who are running the puppet, Joe Biden. I think it's Obama, it's Valerie Jarrett, it's Susan Rice, it's George Soros pulling the strings, and it's the Chinese Communist Party and the leaders of China pulling the strings. That's who's running America now. And whatever they say, there's not even a reason to be responsible and show both sides. Whatever propaganda they put forth, she says just every journalist should only cover that. We don't deserve the other side. And that's Saul Alinsky. She's looking in the mirror and she's seeing the pure evil of communism, the pure evil of the people that pitch communism, socialism, Marxism, radicalism, progressivism. And she's seeing the pure evil of critical race theory that they want to brainwash every child with. And the pure evil of vaccine mandates, which are destroying this country and ripping apart the first responders and the military, the police, the border patrol, the prison guards. Nobody wants this thing. By the way, just as an aside, if you believe the government after they've lied to you about everything about COVID and everything about COVID vaccine, if you believe the government's telling the truth when they say like 70 to 80% of Americans are vaccinated, lie, 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 like Pinocchio, liars. Everyone I know is unvaccinated. And it's not like I know a few people. My group of friends in my cell phone, I have 5,000 phone numbers, 5,000. And every day I get hundreds, if not sometimes 1,000 or more emails from my fans on my radio show, The Wayne Allyn Root Show on USA Radio Network, every afternoon, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time. Just go to usaradio.com to check out my show. You can listen live at usaradio.com if you don't have it in your local area. Wayne Allyn Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered is the actual title. Raw and Unfiltered, usaradio.com. But every single day, I get hundreds, if not thousands, of emails. And each week, I get thousands and thousands of emails. So my pulse is on the American people. And I'm telling you, first of all, if they didn't have vaccine mandates and they didn't threaten to fire everyone in America at gunpoint, literally ruin your life and fire you and ruin your income, nobody would be taking this vaccine other than really dumb, ignorant liberals. But as it is, even with all of those threats and coercion and intimidation of the vaccine mandates and everybody worrying, How will I pay my bills? I'm going to lose my salary? There's no other job to hire me? I'm going to lose my pension? I'm in it for 18 years, and I got 2 years to go, and I'm going to quit or be fired and lose my pension? So a lot of people give in, and I totally understand that. If you're watching right now and you got the vaccine, not only do I not hate you, not only do I not think you're stupid, I think you're wonderful, and I'm so sorry that we've come to a point in life that it's like 1938 and a government that's like Nazis or Soviets or Fidel Castro or Venezuela or Zimbabwe has convinced you at gunpoint that you're going to lose everything you've ever worked for in your life unless you get the death jab. And so you've taken the death jab knowing it's dangerous and it could kill you, knowing it's caused injury and death. I got them in my ear. It's great. I got the producers in my ear. We can make this work. I love it. Thank you. 1 minute to go to break on the great Alex Jones show. So honored to be here today, way down the route. But all these people have been coerced into taking the vaccine. And so I feel for you, man. But even with all of that, God bless you. I love you. I pray for you. I pray you're healthy. I pray I'm wrong. And it's not a death jab. And it's not going to kill millions. But I fear I'm right. But I will tell you this, that I believe the amount of people who've taken the vaccine is about 50% of America has and 50% hasn't. And they try and tell you it's 70, 80 because they know people love crowds. They love, you know, to be around other people who do the same thing. They know you don't want to be a loner. They know that you want to be on the right side. They try to convince you that everybody has gotten the vaccine and they haven't. You're not alone. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, Alex Jones Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root back with you, guest hosting for Alex Jones. Great honor. Thank you, Alex. Great to be with your audience. I know you've got one of the largest audiences in all of America and around the world, because people respond to truth. And so I hope I can do you justice here today. You know, it's funny because during the break, I heard all Alex's advertisements and promotions for vitamins. And I just happen to be a vitamin guy. Just pure chance. I really don't know any other major conservative commentator other than Alex, I guess, who sells a lot of great vitamins and nutritional supplements, but whose whole life has been dedicated to vitamins. It's just pure chance. That's my thing. You know, that's why COVID was never a big issue with me. It's terrible. It's horrible. It's a real thing. COVID exists. It's not made up. I think it was sent by China to destroy us purposely. I don't even think it was a leak from a biowarfare lab. I think they were losing the trade war and they were about to go broke. Their whole economy was going to collapse. And they knew that if President Trump was reelected, they were dead. And forever, they were knocked out. America would never, they could never catch America. America would never relinquish the economic mantle to China. They were falling and we were rising. Trump had us on a straight curve up. And they said, let's release this biowarfare weapon and destroy America and destroy the economy and put millions of people out of work and kill the GDP. And boy, did they. What was it, like negative 40%? Worst in history. And let's kill Trump's reelection effort. Let's destroy everything that he has that is his mantle, which is the economy's great. Donald Trump's mantle was, look what I did for the economy. Everybody's got a job. Every black person has a job. Every Hispanic person has a job. Every minority has a job. Every gay has a job. Every woman has a job. Every Muslim has a job. My God, it was the most incredible economic performance in history. And they said, let's destroy it all. So they sent it this way. It's a purposeful attack on the United States and Western civilization. And they knocked us for a loop. But it's real. Therefore, it is real. It is a real deadly pandemic. People are sick. But if you take the right vitamins, and I'm not talking about COVID. I don't ever want to make any claims about COVID. But if you take the right vitamins, you don't worry about illness in general because you have a strong immune system. That's what my whole life's been dedicated to, because my mom and dad died of cancer 28 days apart. My mom of breast cancer, my dad of lung cancer. Never smoked a day in his life, by the way. Lung cancer and breast cancer, 28 days apart, on different floors of the same hospital in Valhalla Hospital, or maybe it's Westchester County Medical Center in Valhalla, New York. I was born and raised in New York, Westchester County. So my father was on the second floor, my mother was on the third floor, and I was anchorman for CNBC, then known as Financial News Network, in Los Angeles, and I was flying 3,000 miles back and forth every week to say goodbye to my parents because I knew time was short. And they were dying, and they died 28 days apart. And it was the toughest months of my life and the toughest weeks of my life and those toughest 28 days of my life. And I set my mind then, even though it started earlier, my fascination with nutrition and fitness and health. I work out 90 minutes a day every day. I'm 60 years old, and I feel like I'm 25. I work out 90 minutes a day every day without fail, and generally start each day with 90 minutes of workout take 100 vitamin pills a day, almost all of them immune building, pro-immune. You know, it was that gal from Fuller House. I can't remember her name, Cameron something. And she's a beautiful blonde gal who was on Full House or Fuller House. And now she's on Hallmark Network on all the Christmas shows. And she said, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm just pro-immune system. And that's what I am. I'm not anti-vax. I'm pro-immune system. Why would I have to worry about a vaccine or masks or lockdowns when I haven't had the flu in 35 years? I haven't had a cold in 15 years. I don't know what illness is. Thank God. Knock on wood. Pray to God. Thank you for my health. But nobody gave it to me. I work for it. You know, every day, health, 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 and conservative politics are my loves. And sports gambling, too, by the way. My sports gambling website, VegasWinners.com. That's my other big career, VegasWinners.com, where we pick the winners of point spread winners of football games for millions and millions of people. There are now, in case you didn't know this, there are, I believe it's 45 million Americans are going to make a bet this year on the NFL between now and the Super Bowl. And so I built an entire business, publicly traded, took it public, and raised millions of dollars, and we now offer all the information anyone could ever want on who's going to beat the point spread in a football game at VegasWinners.com. So just another one of my businesses. Just like Alex, I run a lot of businesses. I'm an entrepreneur who loves it. I'm a businessman. I'm a CEO. I'm on many boards of directors, and I'm a conservative talk show host and a conservative commentator and a best-selling author. So back to my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. The point of my book is that we're getting our brains hammered in, okay? They're running us over like roadkill, Democrats, liberals, communists, Marxists, socialists, because they understand intimidation, and we don't. We're too nice. Nice guys finish last. My book is about the philosophy and strategy of Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King. He believed in civil disobedience, and look what he achieved for Black America with civil disobedience. He said, if you want us to sit in the back of the bus, we're going to sit in the front of the bus till you drag us away and club us. And when you do that, more will take our place. And you do that to them, more will take our place. I grew up in an all-Black neighborhood. Okay, I was the only white kid in a Black town, went to an all-Black middle school, all-Black high school, Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. And I have a great love and respect for African-American people and a great love and respect for Dr. Martin Luther King. And I had a front seat at 60 years old now. I saw the civil rights movement. I saw the progress they made with civil disobedience and strikes and boycotts and protests. And that's what we need. So I wrote this book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's the last I'll mention of the book. This is not a sales seminar. Okay, I'm here to educate all of you on The Great Alex Jones Show. But I wrote the book to teach conservatives how to use protests, boycotts, strikes, and civil disobedience, just like liberals have done to us for decades. And inside the book, I not only teach you how to do it, but I gave you the names and phone numbers and emails and social media addresses and physical mailing addresses of all the top woke liberal CEOs in America who run the biggest companies in America. So now you just open the book and you hammer them. You hound them and you hammer them. You call them and you call them and you email them and you email them and you go to their social media and you attack them. Never violence, just like Martin Luther King. Never violence. Don't give them a chance to take one of our guns away. Don't give them a chance to confiscate the guns of conservatives, Christians, and patriots and Trump voters. Don't do that. No violence. We're not like liberals. We're not like Antifa. We don't burn and loot and threaten and riot and murder like Black Lives Matter. We don't sing songs about murdering cops, dead pigs in a blanket. Okay? We don't think the only good cop's a dead cop. We love cops. I appreciate the thin blue line. So we don't ever attack. We don't ever use violence, but we use the dollar because we make all the money in America. The great American middle class has the power. You have the power to take them down and starve them and bankrupt them and bring these companies to their knees. And the same thing with the government. Let's use money to bankrupt them and protest and strikes. Look at the Southwest Airlines pilots. They did exactly what I recommend in this book. And they brought Southwest to their knees, and Southwest CEO just announced they won't fire anyone over the mandate, the vaccine mandate. Then Delta CEO said the same thing, and he's a big liberal. I've actually got him in the book, the Delta CEO. He's in the book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. His phone number and email are in the book. People must have gone after him, and he listened, because we threatened we're not going to fly Delta or Southwest anymore if you hurt these pilots. And the pilots won't fly anymore. Your company can't survive without our dollars and our workers. Simple as that. That's my philosophy. When I get back, I'm going to tell you about Cloward Pivot, the strategy being used to destroy the United States of America. I learned it in college. Wait till you hear the...
I am taping this update on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, to let all of our great radio and TV listeners know that Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's been sold out for a long time, is back in stock with a 95% curcuminoid level that's still good for inflammation and more, for 40% off for a limited time, then it goes back to regular price in 1 week. That's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And VasoBeats is selling out fast. So good for your heart, your lungs, your cardiovascular system. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's a really strong concentrate as well. It's 50% off. Krill oil selling out fast, 40% off. Oh, my God. You think fish oil is good? This is amazing. Krill oil. DNA Force Plus. I've extended that for a few more days. 40% off, back in stock. Amazing. Down and Out, 50% off. It's got 8 different natural compounds for deeper, cleaner sleep. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
All right, Wayne Allyn back as guest host for this hour of the Alex Jones Show. Thank you, Alex, for putting me in the driver's seat today. Really appreciate it. Heard some more of those ads for your vitamins, and all I could say is go Alex, and let's go Brandon. Go Alex Jones, and let's go Brandon. That's the only two things I can think. Now, listen, since my parents died of cancer 28 days apart in 1992, so let's see, 92 to 2002, 2012, 2022, we're approaching the 30th anniversary of the death of my mom and dad, David and Stella Root. I've been taking every vitamin you can name, vitamins, in particular, megadose of vitamin C, vitamin D, quercetin, zinc, kaolin, garlic, you name it, lots of silver, and lots of turmeric. And so, and that's what keeps me strong and healthy, and I want all of you to be strong and healthy. So listen to Alex. Great stuff, because we want every conservative to live to 120 or 150, you know, because we got to keep fighting. And while you're alive, we don't want you slumped in a wheelchair in a nursing home where they get you with COVID, right? Of course COVID kills people slumped in a wheelchair in a nursing home with Alzheimer's. They're weak and their body's gone and their brain is gone. Of course COVID gets in and kills them. But for the average healthy person, especially those who take the right vitamins, your immune system's strong. You don't have to spend your nights worrying all day long. There's no cure for COVID, by the way. Nothing guarantees you won't get COVID or cold, but I'm just a believer in pro-immune, strong immune system. All right, so let's go Brandon. I love saying that. I really do. Because everybody knows what it represents, right? Screw Joe Biden. That's what everybody sings and chants at every football game in America now. That's the big thing, you know, F Joe Biden or let's go Brandon. One version of the other, because the guy's destroying our country. But I want to give you a few solutions, okay? I told you I wrote that book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's about solutions. Anyone can complain. The Southwest pilots, Southwest Airlines pilots, they pulled it off. You've got to fight the government. You've got to fight the companies. You've got to strike or boycott or protest or commit civil disobedience to win. That's what all conservative patriots and Christians must do from now on. Forget that turn the other cheek stuff. It's a different time and place. The devil is in control. Evil is permeating our world. And you've got to fight without turning the other cheek. You've got to hit them strong. You've got to hit them hard. And so, you know, I've had a lot of ideas. I think I mentioned this the last time I was a guest on Alex's show. I said, you know, New York and San Francisco and Chicago, they won't let you into the stores or restaurants anymore unless you're vaccinated. They try to take our lives away, right? But in Vegas, they don't do that. I live in Vegas, Las Vegas. And all I could tell you is the first restaurant that tries that, I will get at least a minimum. I will bring 10,000 of my fans to your front door, and we will lock arms and not let anybody in until you're out of business. I don't care if that takes 2 weeks. We'll come back every day or every night or both till you're out of business. And then when number two tries it, we'll do the same thing. And after we put all them out of business, there won't be a number three or a number four. That's civil disobedience. And my book came out a month ago, and now Southwest Airlines, they did exactly what I'm talking about. God bless you. Bravo, pilots of Southwest. You pulled off that civil disobedience. And I got a lot of ideas like that. I want to throw a few of them at you. First of all, how about we have conservative strike Fridays? Maybe not every Friday, maybe every other Friday, maybe once a month, but every conservative host in America, and I'm a guy, I don't see any of these hosts as competitors or mine. I see them as friends. I see them as teammates, whether it's Alex Jones or Mark Levin or Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson. I don't care who it is. Wayne Alaroot doesn't fear any of you. You're not my competitor. We're on the same team. We need to all get together on a Zoom call, on a conference call, and plan conservative strike Fridays, where every conservative patriot in America and every Christian in America to protest Joe Biden and what's going on in this country, the open borders and the vaccine mandates and the attempt to have the IRS become the Nazi, Gestapo, the attempt to have the IRS snoop in our bank accounts. The list goes on and on and on. The disaster in Afghanistan, all of this, critical race theory, right? The stolen 2020 election, to protest all of it and make our voice heard. What if every conservative in America calls in sick one Friday a month or two Fridays a month, all coordinated, and you don't leave your house, you don't go on the road, you don't buy gas, you don't buy groceries, you buy it on Thursday. In other words, we're not even hurting businesses because everything we need we'll buy on Thursday before the Friday great sick out, right? But don't send your kids to school. Don't buy anything online. Don't buy anything. And what you'll see is America becomes a ghost town on that Friday. And we'll do that several Fridays in a row till you understand the economic power of conservatives and patriots and Christians and 80 million Trump voters. We are the great silent, and I want to make us now the loudmouth majority. I want us to be the loudmouth majority. We will put all of you out of business. We'll show you how we could put you out of business if we stop buying and stop being your customer. We matter to America. And so we have to show them that we matter. And if every conservative listens to me and we could pull this off several Fridays in a row, and America becomes literally a ghost town on Fridays, and the schools are a ghost town, and the offices are a ghost town, the only people that show up are the liberals. Now you know who you ought to fire, right? There's 30 people in an office, only 10 show up. Those are the 10 you got to fire. Those are the slackers who are doing nothing, the liberal losers. The rest of us are home. Nothing's going to get done without us working. That's what we got to do, right? So those are an example of just a couple of ideas. I also think we got to all get together and never buy a single product made in China ever again. We got to bring China to our knees and bankrupt China. Another idea. I think we need to fight like animals, like cornered wolverines, for voter ID. We're the only country in the world, in the industrialized world, that doesn't have voter ID. That's how they're stealing elections. Despite everything else that may or may not have happened, despite anything anybody says about voting machines and switch votes and this or that, in the end, the core way the election of 2020 was stolen is so simple. There was no voter ID in most blue states and many battleground states, and all they did was fill out millions of fake mail-in ballots because of a COVID pandemic in coordination with the Chinese, right? The Chinese must have gotten together with the Democrat Party after they released this poison and said, now we did the dirty work. We released this poison, horrible pandemic, and people are going to die, and your nation's going to be destroyed, and your economy's going to be ruined. But here's a good spot for you guys, Democrats. Trump will be gone. All you need to do is mail-in voting with no voter ID. And because of the pandemic, everyone will feel bad for you, and they'll agree to it. And that's what happened. And they agreed to it, and no matter what a lead Trump had, if Trump had gotten 100 million votes, which he may have, by the way, I think he got between 80 and 90 million votes. I think Biden got about 60 million. They cheated massively with 20 or 30 million fake, fraudulent, no voter ID, and no signature matching mail-in ballots. Plus, they were able to count them days after the election. And they stopped the count on election night. How dumb do you think we are? Then you brought in all the fake ballots in the middle of the night and in the morning or a day later or 2 days later. Oh, we overcame Trump's lead. You know, I may have not been born yesterday. I sure wasn't born in the last 5 minutes. I'm not that stupid. Anybody who believes that was born in the last 5 minutes. You're the most naive moron. What do we used to say in New York? If you believe that, you're a schmuck. If you actually can look me in the face and say Trump was leading in every one of those key battleground states, and they stopped the count and said, we're not going to count till the morning. They did it together in a conspiracy, unheard of, never happened in the history of America. When you woke up, they had found hundreds of thousands of new ballots. Oh, looky here! And no signature matching, and they counted them for days after the election, and they were all batches of 100,000 to zero in favor of Joe Biden, and 100,000 to 100 in favor of Joe Biden, and 100,000 to 1,000 in favor of Joe Biden. It was such a simple plan to steal the election. So we need voter ID, and, you know, I'll tell you what, we need homeschooling, because you're going to have to take your kids out of school. Now they're planning to inject with the death jab that's caused so much damage and so much death. Kids that are 5 to 11 years old, 28 million of them, and they want to do it quickly. You've got to homeschool your kids. We've got to all pull our kids out of private school and public school if they're going to check them and put them at home.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wayne Alaruta is back, guest host for the Alex Jones Show for this hour. Man, did this hour go fast? I'm looking at the clock. There's one segment left, just about 12 minutes or so, and I'm out of here. That's ridiculous. We got to extend this to 3 hours. Come on. It takes me an hour to say hi. I'm Wayne Alaruta, your favorite SOB, son of a butcher. My radio show is the Wayne Alaruta Show, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. My podcast is War Raw. You can find it anywhere you download great podcasts. My book is The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Target, any of those liberal places. But at least they're selling my book. And my website's rootforamerica.com. And I'd love to hear from you guys. WayneRoot@gmail.com. How about that? I'm the only host I know that gives out my email. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Hope you enjoyed my little session in for Alex Jones today. Couple more things to save America. Number one, some ideas for me. Number one, just off the top of my head, these are some things I jotted down the last day. We have to fight. If we do win back the House and the Senate in 2022, and that's a big if, because if elections are rigged, it doesn't matter what the polls say. It doesn't matter that everybody hates Biden. Everybody chants, let's go Brandon, or screw Joe Biden. We're still going to lose a lot of key races because of stolen elections. But if we do win, we got to get voter ID. And we've got to get the Civil Rights Act to be updated to include political beliefs. You know, you can't discriminate against someone for race or gender, or being gay. Why are you allowed to discriminate because someone's a conservative? We've got to fight that. That's a way to fight it. Make that a civil right. You can't ban us. You can't censor us. You can't fire us from a job. You can't prevent us from renting or buying a house or getting a bank loan or getting a credit card because we're a conservative or a liberal, by the way, in America. No one's political beliefs, race, religion, or gender should ever prevent them from doing those things. Or how about walking in a restaurant? You shouldn't be able to discriminate against me because I'm unvaccinated. That's insane. Insane. And here's the last one. I mentioned homeschooling. That's important, too. And by the way, I'm not new to that because I have four kids and I homeschooled all four kids. And one of them, the oldest one, went to Harvard. Her first classroom of her life was in Harvard, and she's about to get her doctorate and be Dr. Dakota Root. I'm very proud of my daughter, Dakota Root, and my other three kids are just as smarter and brighter than her. So they're all doing great. Homeschooling works. But here's another idea for you. I've been divorced. I'm not ashamed to admit that. Half of America's been divorced. And everyone in America knows people that are divorced. Whether it's your kids, whether it's your parents, everyone's been through divorce of some kind. Right, has experience with divorce. It's not the end of the world. It's terrible and it sucks, but it's not the end of the world. America needs a divorce. Mommy is a crazed liberal whack job, a communist nut job. Mommy has eyes bulging out of her head, and she wants to kill Daddy with a knife to the throat. And Daddy is a nice Republican businessman. Those two can't live together. They can't coexist. California can't coexist anymore with Utah and Oklahoma and Texas and Florida and Tennessee and all the great conservative states out there, Wyoming and Idaho and Montana. We're going to need some sort of a divorce in this country. I don't like to use the word secession because that brings back memories of the Civil War. And I don't want a civil war and I don't want to scare anybody. Just call it a divorce. I've said this for months. I'm the first guy in the country. I said this 2 years ago, that if Trump is defeated and some commie gets elected and tries to destroy America and brainwash us and fill us with propaganda and ban us and censor us and open the borders, I predicted all this. We're going to need a divorce. We got to have a loosely, kind of like the EU, right? The European Union. All those countries don't hate each other. They're all part of the European Union. But they all have their own government and their own laws and their own rules. And that's what, you know, Belgium is different than France, is different than Germany, is different than Italy, is different than Spain, right? Each state in America has got to become its own country state, right? And some of them will take the left and some will take the right, and we'll all be under the loosely federated umbrella of the United States of America, but we are all our own laws. Right? Because people in Texas can't live under critical race theory, open borders and vaccine mandates and the spending of Biden and the IRS let loose to destroy everyone's lives and the military filled with transgenders. The whole thing is ridiculous. I will not and cannot live under those sick communist rules. So we're going to need some sort of a way to separate. I would just call it a divorce, right? And it doesn't mean you're leaving completely. We might share some loose things and then we might be completely separate, you know, when it comes to like each state has its own traffic laws already. Each state has its own. Some have the death penalty, some don't. Why can't we go a little bit further? Each state has its own tax collection that has nothing to do ever again with the federal government. And if I live in Nevada where I live now, I have zero income taxes and all I pay is a sales tax and a property tax. And if you're dumb enough to live in California, you could pay a 30% income tax. Good luck to you, you moron. So we need some sort of a way to separate from these crazy lunatics that want to ruin our country and fill it with nothing but foreigners. If you want to make California Mexico Junior, that's fine. Then you can have California. We give it to you, right? We let you have it. But I want to keep Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Tennessee, Florida, Texas, etc., etc. We're going to have our union. You have your union. It's called a divorce. Once you get divorced, it's terrible at first to think about it. Then you do it, and you're like, why didn't I do this a long time ago? I can't sit at the kitchen table anymore with this person I hate. Well, we hate them, and they hate us, except they want to kill us. That's the difference. I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to censor anyone. I don't want to ban anyone. But, I, you know, with just minutes to go, I never got to the main point I was going to tell you about today. The next time I guest host for Alex, I'll lay it out, the case, in an entire, you know, hour or 2 hours or whatever guest host time I've got. Cloward Piven. But I'll give you the short version now. What do we have left? Tell me by ear. How many minutes we have left? Like 3-4 minutes? 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Hey, I'm pretty good. 3-4 minutes is 3 hours. 3 minutes and 45 seconds. Cloward Piven is what I learned as a SOB, son of a butcher, who graduated valedictorian of his class and went to Columbia University, got accepted at Columbia. They taught a course called Cloward Piven, and it was two Columbia College professors who were married to each other, husband and wife, and they wanted to destroy America as we know it and turn it into a socialist nation. They said you've got to overwhelm the economy by getting everybody on welfare, which builds up the debt. The economy collapses under the weight of the debt. Every, you know, the few people at work can't support all the people on welfare, and the country goes under. And they tried to do this for 40 years. This was Obama's goal. This was Clinton's goal. They all know Rules for Radicals and Cloward Piven. They all studied the same things at their fancy elite Ivy League schools as I did. And they very well all know this plan. And they tried to overwhelm the system. But there's too many great conservatives, patriots, Christians, 80 million or so Trump voters, who will never be on welfare and food stamps. I'd rather die. I would die before I ever accepted a handout from the government. That's how my parents raised me. And I know most of you think the same way. Maybe all of you watching right now think the same way. So they couldn't get everyone in America on welfare. So Cloward Piven failed. So now they stole an election. They rigged and stole an election based on a pandemic from China, purposely sent our way. And then in collusion with the Chinese, who gave them all the help they wanted, Democrat Party rigged and stole an election with mail-in ballots based on COVID. Oh, I'm so scared. Because you don't take the right vitamins and the right immune stimulants, you morons. So they scared everyone to death. And all the liberals said, we must have mail-in ballots with no voter ID and no signature matching and count them for days after the election. Once they stole the election, they modified Cloward Piven to make it about open borders and vaccine mandates. That's my opinion. This is how they're carrying out Cloward Piven, with open borders and vaccine mandates. If you can't get everyone in America on welfare, just let the whole world in. Invite them in. Give them all free health care. Invite every sick person in the world to come to America and get free health care. Invite every poor person, every dumb person, every criminal, right? Every evil person in the world. Empty the jails in Guatemala. Empty the jails in El Salvador. Empty the jails in Haiti and send all your criminals and thugs our way. And they'll all be Democrat voters, and they'll all be on welfare from cradle to grave. There's Cloward Piven. And they've all got COVID. And he doesn't care. Joe Biden couldn't care less. He says there's a COVID epidemic, but he's letting the whole world in at the border to make it worse and worse, sicker and sicker, so that he can impose vaccine mandates. And every time he imposes vaccine mandates, remember defund the police? This is defund the middle class. Defund the silent majority. Defund all the patriots who work for a living, who voted for Trump. If they won't take the vaccine, they lose their jobs, their salaries, and their pensions. He just defunded the middle class. He defunded all of us who lost our jobs. Defunded us. So that combination is the Cloward Piven. They're using that strategy to destroy the United States of America. But I'm going to go through the whole list next time I'm on the show, because I got 20 parts of it that are the 20 biggest scams in world history, all being opposed at the same time, right now. Wait.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.